1964 Rotary Club members of Chesaning are happy to present a pictorial view of our town. The Chesaning Club belongs to Rotary International, which is a worldwide organization. A Rotary Club is a group of men, each in a different profession or business in a community. Rotarians take part in community welfare, foster good citizenship, promote high business and professional standards, improve rural-urban understanding, and advance international peace, understanding, and goodwill. Paul P. Harris, a lawyer in Chicago, organized the first Rotary Club in 1905. It was named Rotary because the members met in rotation at their places of business. There are more than 11,000 Rotary Clubs in over 100 countries with more than 500,000 members. The Chesaning Rotary Club consists of 33 members. This second slide shows an activity in which they all take part. The Rotary Club's main purpose is serving the community. Some of the projects of the Chesaning Rotary Club are these: sponsoring the Chesaning Boy Scouts, sending a Chesaning boy to Wolverine State, and presenting the Good Citizen Award. Under the Junior Rotarian Plan, two high school seniors per month attend Rotary meetings throughout the school year. You are now looking at Chesaning from its northwest edge. The golf course is directly below. The land around Chesaning was a large Indian reservation called Big Rock. The first settlers came from Connecticut in 1841. They bought land and settled here on the banks of the Shiawassee River. This is Main Street. The area increased steadily in population, so in 1869 it was incorporated as Northampton, which was a town in Connecticut from which the first settlers came. Later, because of the Big Rock located here, the name was changed to Chesaning, the Indian word for Big Rock. The town has increased steadily in population and industry. When the town was first incorporated, it consisted of 9 businesses. They were 2 flour mills. The flour mill seen here was built by Frank Kenyon in 1867 and 8. At the left, you can see the old iron bridge built in the 1880s. It replaced an old wooden one built 30 years earlier. The present concrete bridge was constructed in 1928. One bank, this is Broad Street looking east in 1907. Broad Street was paved in 1923. Note the old bank building on the left side of the street. It has a cupola. 2 blacksmiths. Here we see a fireman's field day. You are looking east towards the old bridge. Note the second building from the right. It is the birthplace of the present peat packing company. One tavern. Chesaning House. The present hotel occupies the ground where the old Chesaning House used to stand. Note the bandstand on the opposite side of the street. You are looking west. This picture was taken about 1884. 2 general stores. The Charles Weisenberg Hardware Store in 1915. This store is located the farthest to the west of the Homer and Brenner building on the corner of South Saginaw and Broad Street. From left to right, John D. Ward, an unknown person, Charles Weisenberg, Frank Herrick, and Albert Fox. One shoe repair and shoe store. This slide shows Chesaning's water tower, which was constructed in 1924, and the old flour mill, which burned in 1953. Now the town consists of 93 businesses as follows: 7 doctors, 2 dentists, 2 lawyers, 4 beauty salons, 10 gas stations and gas companies, 4 insurance companies, 3 automobile garages. Here are some blackberries picked near Chesaning. 3 plumbing and heating services, 4 radio and electric services, 2 furniture and appliance stores, 1 telephone company, some colored trees in Chesaning, 3 construction companies, 2 elevators, 1 rest home, 2 hardwares, 5 grocery stores, fall color in a cemetery, 1 hotel and a 16-unit motel, 6 improvement stores, 2 funeral homes, 1 dairy, Chesaning's River, the Shiawassee, in winter, 3 lumber companies, 2 jewelers, 1 meat packing company, 2 drug stores, 1 newspaper. Here is an average home. 1 shoe repair, 4 taverns, 5 retail department stores. churches. The first church to be established in Chesaning was the Methodist Church. It was built in 1856 and the same building is still being used. It has been enlarged a great deal, but the front is still the same as it was in 1856. This church will be used only about another year, as the Methodists are now in the planning for a new and much bigger building. The next church to be built was the Baptist. This building is also still in use, but the Evangelical United Brethren congregation conduct their services in it now. The newest church at the present time is the Lutheran Church, which was built on the site of the original Lutheran Church. Here you see the new Catholic Church under construction. The front view of the new Catholic Church. And the Baptist Church is being established after several years' absence in Chesaning. Other churches in our community are the Pilgrim Holiness, Episcopal, and Seventh-day Adventist. In the Chesaning area is also located a Jehovah Witness Hall. Chesaning Union Schools. Chesaning's first school, the present Township Hall. The Chesaning education system has expanded from a one-room building to many modern schools. The first school was the then popular one-room school, which is the present Township Hall. The second school building in Chesaning. In 1869, the portion on the right was built and furnished for $14,000. In 1870, the Chesaning Union School District was organized. In 1885, the annex was built at a cost of $2,300. It was accredited by the University of Michigan in 1901. Steam heat was installed in 1903. Chesaning's Junior High School, the third school building. 1920 saw the construction of a three-story brick building costing $53,760, which served kindergarten through the 12th grades for many years. This is presently the junior high. The elementary school was constructed in 1950, with additions continuously being added to a total of 22 rooms serving 750 students, kindergarten to the 5th grade. The big project of 1959 was the completion of a beautiful rambling high school on a 40-acre site. Capacity, 1,000 students. Our school buses. With the building of the high school came the annexation of several school districts and additional elementary schools, all built in 1953. The Chesaning High School Band. The Brady School of 8 rooms has 290 students. Here we see a sewing class at CHS. 90 students attend the Oakley School and 400 go to the 12-room Albee School. A high school chemistry class. The Chesaning Union School System covers 160 square miles with 38 buses transporting 2,400 students. Our high school general shop. 97 teachers are employed to teach a total of 2,850 students. A self-supporting hot lunch program is included in many of the schools. CHS Cafetorium. Chesaning's Exchange Student. About 30% of our graduates continue their education in institutions of higher learning. A Project COW, FFA. Through the Future Farmers of America, 118 boys have projects which amount to about $100,000 investment per year. There are 2 2/10 projects per boy. A class in session at our parochial school. Our Lady of Perpetual Help School opened its doors in September 1906. There were 2 classrooms, 25 pupils, and 3 Dominican sisters. The parish growth from 35 families then to more than 550 is reflected in the increased enrollment in 1964, which was 464. The present faculty includes 8 Dominican sisters, 1 laywoman, and 4 laymen, in addition to the parish priest. A biology class in session at Our Lady. The high school is primarily a college preparatory high school, although some business classes are offered. All vocational training is taken at Union Public High in Chesaning. This is the result of a shared time program which provides these students with classes not taught at Our Lady High. Some playground recreation. Grade school classes range from 45 to 50 per class. High school classes vary in size from 32 to 38 in 1964. More than 30% of the high school graduates continue their education on the college level. the Chesaning Public Library was started by the Study Club in 1938. The Pete Packing Company, through the Pete families, provided the funds for establishing the first public library in Chesaning. Shelves holding about 800 volumes were built in a council room at the Pete Community Center. The library now was built and given to the village by the Pete Packing Company in 1956. It contains 8,000 volumes of its own, plus about 1,000 books from Michigan State Library. 30,000 books are loaned each year. The library has many fine paintings also, and as soon as frames can be made, plans include a lending library of pictures. There is also a children's story hour once a week during the summer, with about 50 or 60 children attending each week. A great deal of credit should be given to Mrs. Mabel Babian for getting the library started. Two librarians and a page girl, who works after school weekends and during the summer, keep the library efficiently operating. Chesaning Golden Agers. From 40 to 60 people, 60 years and older, meet every 2 weeks in the back rooms of the Help Center. The day is spent as follows: a potluck dinner at noon, a program, and games afterwards. Many times through the years, the members visit other clubs or have members of other clubs as their guests. In 1964, Mrs. Ada Smith was president. The Chesaning Rest Home. The Chesaning Rest Home was established in 1946 by Helen Madigan. In 1949, Iola McClure became a partner. Some of the residents. The home can care for 32 patients at one time. There is always a long waiting list. These patients are cared for by 2 registered nurses, 3 practical nurses, and 14 other ladies helping. Let's see, it's my move. Chesaning Health Center. The Health Center was formed in June 1949. A need for a full-time nurse became a necessity, and a growing community caused the center's formation. The property was donated by Mr. and Mrs. Ed Raymond. It is run by a board with Mr. Bill Morse as the present chairman. The nurse is a registered nurse and works through the county health department. Now this will hurt only a little bit. The center handles strictly immunization, which includes shots for polio, flu, and so on. It holds preschool clinics for children to get their immunization shots, and physical therapy is administered every Saturday morning for both young and old. The center also has an X-ray machine. The general area served by the center is a radius of 15 square miles, but it is open to anyone from Saginaw County. Supported by the United Fund, the center also receives donations from the local townships. More injections and immunizations. The health center is in possession of 2 citations from the State Health Department for outstanding public services. Recreation Park. Summer Recreation. The Village Council has an established plan for a major portion of the summer recreation in Chesaning. It provides for planned daily activities for the children of the town. The beautiful Showboat Park provides ample space for this program, and a recreation director, appointed by the council, manages the activities. Among these activities are Little League Baseball, tennis, basketball, and many other games. Chesaning Swimming Pool. Showboat Park is the site of another form of summer recreation in Chesaning. Located here is a beautiful swimming pool, which is a perfect example of a community project. Under the direction of the Chesaning Rotary Club, the plans were made and work begun. Fish suppers and various other activities were held to raise money for the pool. Mrs. Hayes Adams and Mr. Edward Raymond made the initial contributions of $1,000 each, and with workers from Pete Packing Company and Roycraft producing the labor for the foundation, and donation from Showboat and individuals, the pool was opened in 1954. Operated by 2 appointed directors, the pool is open afternoons and evenings throughout the summer, providing many safe and cool days for all. A glimpse of Showboat. Showboat Park is indeed the hub of summer recreation. This beautiful area with its pavilion, picnic tables, tennis and basketball courts, baseball diamond, large stadium, and swimming pool draws crowds from a large area to make use of these splendid facilities. Chesaning Showboat. Chesaning Showboat was started in the year 1937. The purpose of promoting Showboat was first to create a community activity, second, to do something that would put Chesaning on the map, and also to make money that could be used to buy things that were needed about the town. The results achieved by putting on Showboat are fantastic. A large number of Chesaning people work hard and happily together each year to make that year the best one yet. Chesaning is known not only in Michigan, but out of state for its Showboat. Some of the city's projects already completed as a result of Showboat are these: parking lots, an outdoor basketball court, fluorescent lights on the main street, and many other things. About 30,000 people attend Showboat each year. What the audience seems to like best about Showboat is seeing it come down the river and dock at the stage. Twin Brooks Golf Club, Incorporated. The Clubhouse. Twin Brooks Golf Course was opened on June 13, 1960, after almost 2 years in the making. The land for this was purchased from the Pete Packing Company at a very reasonable price. Formerly, the land was a beautiful forest called Nason's Woods, which in 1918 was lumbered off. Rugged underbrush covered the site until September of 1959, when work began. Twin Brooks is completely tiled, has a small lake, a dam for water supply, and a well from which good drinking water may be obtained. In the future, another 9 holes is planned across the road, on which an option is held for that land. Some golfers. The cost of this course was $30,000, held down to a minimum because of much volunteer labor. Estimated value is now $75,000. The course is directed by a 9-man board, including a president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. Under the original plan, 100 shares of stock were sold at $200 a share, with one family owning no more than one share of stock. The stock could be transferred from one person to another, although with the approval of the board of directors. On the green. There are 4 regular employees most of the time, and the course is run under managerial supervision. The total area of the course is 74 acres, and the total distances of the holes and yards is 3,352 for men and 3,200 for women. Leagues have been formed for both men and women. The Chesaning Post Office. The first post office in Chesaning was established on January 28, 1846. At that time, it was named Northampton. It was renamed Chesaning on August 8, 1853. Today, the post office is at its 11th location and employs 8 people. The Chesaning Post Office, a second-class post office, serves approximately 50 square miles of territory and handles about 300,000 letters a year. The building itself covers 2,230 square feet of ground. Besides its regular services, the Chesaning Post Office provides 10 forms, including Social Security forms, savings stamps, duck stamps, trout stamps, and documentary stamps. It handles mail for nearly all of the countries of the world, and especially for Germany, Mexico, and Czechoslovakia. Our telephone office. The first telephone line in Chesaning was strung by a flint concern between Frank Greenfelder's house and his store. Soon, many neighbors wanted to have one also. A few years later, Greenfelder and Charles Cheney founded the Home Telephone Company. Here's a view of some of the telephone equipment. On October 6, 1906, Home Telephone Company started to install a new switchboard. When installed, rural phones could be added. In 1954, the company served 1,044 phones. This is part of the dialing system. In 1965, the company served 4,500 phones. This growth is largely due to Mr. Vic Shapley. The company started to use the dialing system in 1957. The Chesaning State Bank. At present, the Chesaning State Bank is the only one in Chesaning. It was established in 1881 as a private bank. Now it is a state-chartered bank and a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which insures each depositor up to $10,000. 12 employees handle commercial accounts, savings accounts, loans and discounts, collections and transfers, real estate loans, traveler's checks, bank money orders, and safe deposit boxes. The assets and liabilities of the bank are equal to nearly $9 million. The bank facilitates approximately 2,000 checking accounts and 3,500 savings accounts. It is run by a board of directors consisting of 7 men. In March 1964, construction was finished of the new bank building. The Chesaning Argus, our weekly newspaper. The Chesaning Argus was established in 1876 by several owners who are not known. Then in 1927, Chester Howell bought the paper from Henry Winty, the owner at that time. When the newspaper was first started, it had between 500 and 600 subscriptions. On March 1st, 1961, Chester Howell sold his paper to his son, Tom. Chester Howell then remained behind as editor emeritus. When Mr. Howell was asked if there were any advantages over a larger newspaper, he said, "A weekly paper such as the Argus is read from beginning to end by everyone, whereas a big newspaper cannot touch everyone." The Chesaning Airport. The Chesaning Airport, located about 1/2 mile from downtown Chesaning, was first established sometime during the years 1945 to 1947. Its runways are approximately 2,300 feet long. The airport is primarily for small single-engine planes. Here we see a Roycraft trailer to be shipped by rail. 15 men of the community had formed an aero club and together own one plane. About 5 other planes belonging to businessmen and private individuals are hangared here. Pete Packing Company. Farmer Pete's Tasty Meats. A familiar saying around here refers to the products of the Pete Packing Company. Pete Packing was established in 1885 as a retail meat market by George M. Pete. In 1919, he started a trucking and sales route. The following year, Pete Packing branched out into a wholesale market and was officially incorporated in 1920, operated by Douglas G. Pete, grandson of the founder. A total of 90 trucks, 20 from Chesaning, cover many hundreds of miles in the state of Michigan. Here we see the slaughter. The Chesaning plant kills on an average of 1,200 hogs a day. Well, that's not the way they do it. The Chesaning plant is the only peat plant which carries on the butchering of hogs. Beef is no longer handled here. Here we see the carcasses. The cutting process. Peat Packing at Chesaning employs 275 men and women. They have 2 other plants located at Bay City and Grand Rapids. Also, branches are located at Kalamazoo, Ypsilanti, Gaylord, Lansing, Cadillac, and Flint. The total number of people employed by Pete's in Michigan is better than 700 people. Roycraft Manufacturing. Mr. and Mrs. J.A. Roy started to build trailers in Detroit in 1929. In 1935, they moved to Chesaning. The Chesaning plant continued to grow until today. It is producing 10 units a day and could build 20 per day if the situation would warrant it. Here we see an interior view of Roycraft. Roycraft employs 160 people at Chesaning and 21 at its plant in Florida. The Roycraft people call their trailers mobile homes. This name suits them better, as each one is truly a home and can be made to move only short distances on its own gear. The 51-foot by 10-foot two-bedroom home has been the most popular for some time. It sells for $3,900. The 60-foot by 12-foot three-bedroom unit is gaining in popularity. It sells for $5,325. Here's the beautiful finished product of Roycraft. All of the extra-large homes are shipped by rail. Most of Roycraft mobile homes are sold within a radius of 500 miles, although the eastern states also buy a large number. At the present time, 1 person out of every 80 lives in a house trailer. Hair Manufacturing. Hair Manufacturing was organized in Chesaning on April 1, 1954. It produces windows and accessories for mobile homes, travel trailers, and pickup trucks. Interior view of Hair. Hair's products are sent to various countries such as Australia, Mexico, Germany, Canada, and the United States. While there are Hair offices throughout the United States, the main office of Hair Manufacturing is in California. The California plant employs 800 men. The Chesaning plant employs 165 men and is under the management of Mr. Jess L. Hubbard. Whoops. Built in 1946, McDonald Dairy serves customers from the Ohio-Indiana line to Mackinac Island with powdered milk. Milk in this form is also being sent overseas. We see McDonald's compressors for cooling units in a dairy. Approximately $2.5 million was the cost of this continually growing business, which has branches also in Flint, Saginaw, and Lansing. 650,000 pounds of milk are brought in daily in stainless tanks, which are kept at a temperature of 37 degrees or below. Pasteurizers. There are 8 of these large trucks which hold from 2 to 4,000 gallons. Cream separators. McDonald's Grade A milk comes from dairy farms which are inspected by the state and federal governments and sometimes by city inspectors as well. The milk is turned into ice cream mix, butter, and powdered skim milk. This man is taking a milk sample. An average of 15,000 gallons of ice cream mix is produced in one day. 6 semi-trucks run 6 days a week to take these products to McDonald's customers. Weigold Greenhouse. In 1913, Mr. Weigold attended school and worked in a greenhouse for his board. After he finished school, he worked in a small greenhouse in town owned by Mr. H. Adams. In 1950, the Weigold Greenhouse was built. It covers 1.5 acres. 15 acres of land is set up for the nursery. Today, this greenhouse is among the 10 top largest in Michigan. There are approximately 18 employees here. Its delivery service is about 30 square miles from the greenhouse. Wholesale delivery service covers an area about twice as large. In 1 year, the amount of flowers grown would cover approximately 3 acres. Devereaux Brothers Sawmill. A number of farmers in this area still have small woodlots. This mill furnishes a good market for their timber. The mill turns out about 2.5 million board feet of lumber a year. It takes 6 men to operate it. During the year, another 12 men are employed to work and get logs to the mill. Most of the finished product goes to large cities where it is used as sheeting for trench building. A part of the lumber is used in the production of pallets, which are made at the mill. This is the lumber mill's debarker. A new debarker was installed some time ago. All products from the log are now used. The shredded bark and sawdust are sold to a large dairy to be used as bedding. The slab wood goes to be used as pulpwood. Michigan Bean Company. Chesaning Michigan Bean Company, division of Wicks Corporation. Michigan Bean Company buys wheat, corn, navy beans, soybeans, oats, barley, and rye. Placing 1 year's accumulation of these in railroad cars would make a train 300 cars long. 4 of the outstanding items sold to farmers by the elevator are fertilizer, feed, certified seed, weed and insect controls. The seed and feed plant are well patronized by the farmers of this area. By attending short-term schools and studying, the managers have become well qualified to help farmers with their problems. Chesaning Farmers Elevator. The Farmers Elevator was organized in 1915. It is owned and operated by farmers. In 1940, the Farmers Elevator entered a contract with the Michigan Farm Bureau Services for supervisory and management help. The elevator's petroleum store helps in making a complete service to farmers. The experimental plots on the Lee Ferdin Farm. Michigan State experimental plots. This work was started in 1926. The 8.5 acres are divided into plots 28 feet by 90 feet. Over 2,000 separate experiments are being carried on at the present time. Field days are held each year. In 1946, over 500 farmers and sugar beet growers attended summer field day. Since it started, the experimental plots have had many visitors. The Prairie Farm. Once worthless swampland, the Prairie Farm has become one of the biggest farms east of the Mississippi. Titles to the vast domain of nearly 9,000 acres go back through a tangled skein of claims by timber barons, oil operations, tax titles, coal mine owners, farmers, government patents, and quitclaim deeds. Up until 1948, people tried to work the farm on a cooperative basis, but all attempts failed. During this time, the farm was more or less an experimental farm. Perhaps the newspaper in 1947 best stated this idea in these words: "Experiments that stagger the imagination of ordinary farms have been tried on the biggest U.S. farm this side of the Mississippi. Sometimes they worked." The farm's biggest crop during these years was fame. In 1913, the head of the farm at that time went to Belgium and brought back with him 20 of the country's finest mares and one stallion, which was one of the top seven in that country. By 1920, the farm was world famous for its fine horses, which numbered in the hundreds. Today, this farm is farmed by 19 different owners. It covers some 6 miles north and south and varies between 1 and 4 miles east and west. It is protected against high water by dikes, averaging about 15 feet in depth, and pumps, which are capable of pumping out over 70,000 gallons per minute. Here we see a load of beans from the prairie farm. Today, the farm's main crops are sugar beets, wheat, navy beans, and corn. The sugar beets averaged about 18 tons per acre last year. Beans were about 40 bushels an acre, and wheat was about 75 bushels an acre. A prairie farm home. The number of employees in 1 year reaches nearly 1,000. Some workers stay on year-round, but the majority are hired just for part-time in the summer. We see Dr. Spike's herd of Jerseys. In 1941, when Dr. Spike started to attend Michigan State University, he and his wife had some very fine jerseys in their possession. This is Spike's faithful dog. He gives these jerseys the credit for paying for his college education. At the present time, the Spikes are milking over 100 head. Their jerseys are shown from coast to coast. Many of their fine animals are bought by Jersey people both in and out of Michigan. The Bitterman Farm. Another herd of cows in the area. Farm machinery on display. Part of a collection of old farm machinery. A garage and car sales. We have several garages in town. Better than 50% of the people of the United States of America depend directly or indirectly on the automobile industry for their livelihood. Many of Chesning's residents drive 30 or 40 miles to work in the large auto plants in Saginaw or Flint. Just a few of the things that the Sun machine, in the left center of this picture, does are these: check points for gap, check fuel pump's vacuum and pressure, check efficiency of the coil and condenser, check resistance in all the wires and cables, and check combustion analyzer and revolutions per minute. Some of our places of business. Here's a local gasoline station. A variety store. A beauty salon. A drug store. A grocery store showing the fresh produce department. A restaurant. A hardware store. An electrical appliance store. A furniture store. Men's wearing apparel store. A jewelry store. A funeral chapel. The Morris Chapel has been serving the Chesning area for 25 years. The present chapel was built in 1952. It is street level with carpeted chapel seating 175 persons. It has a selection room displaying more than 14 cloth-covered metal and hardwood caskets, plus a large selection of burial garments and vaults. They maintain round-the-clock ambulance service, oxygen equipped with first aid trained personnel. The city of Chesning. Here is some city street equipment. The city of Chesning owns and operates a great deal of equipment for the purpose of keeping its citizens supplied with good water, clean, passable streets, an adequate and workable sewage disposal, and many other things to keep the town looking clean and beautiful. Here is a fairly complete list of the city's equipment. One tractor with backhoe and loading shovel, two large trucks which are equipped with snow and gravel blades, three small trucks, one sewer rodder, a street sweeper, one air compressor for the air hammer, one small tractor mower and many smaller mowers, a large number of hand tools, one police car, and three fire trucks which are capable of pumping 1,750 gallons a minute at 400 pounds of pressure. The pumps are most generally operated at 250 pounds pressure. The nozzles used can vary the discharge from a stream to a fog. Most of the homes are only one block from a hydrant. The water mains are interconnected so that when water is being taken from a hydrant at a rapid rate, the water will flow in from both directions. Roycraft Coach Company and the city water supply will furnish the three pumps with all the water they can pump for several hours. The department also owns two fresh air packs used in smoke and a resuscitator for reviving people. The resuscitator Chesning owns was donated by Mrs. Ed Waldron, whose late husband was a volunteer fireman all his adult life. The sewage treatment plant. The sewage treatment plant in Chesning was completed in the summer of 1958. The purpose of the plant is to process the city's sewage so that it can be emptied into the Shiawassee River without contaminating the stream. Thus, both wildlife and human life are benefited. A network of sewer pipes and three lift station pumps bring the sewage to the plant 3/4 of a mile north of town. Here, better than 50% of the pollution is removed. Here's a view of the laboratory at the plant. Thus, by making use of conveyors, bacteria, microorganisms, air and chlorine renders the product safe to be discharged into the river. The plant has a capacity, in terms of population, of 6,250 people. On a population basis, McDonald Dairy accounts for 2,250. Waste milk and byproducts require large amounts of chlorine. The plant accounts for about 46% of the sewage flow. Here's a view of some of the tanks. Many problems present themselves in the operation of the plant. Just two simple ones are tomato seeds at tomato time and detergent soap. Some states ban the sale of suds-forming detergents. The plant is operated by a licensed superintendent and a part-time assistant. Also, maintenance help comes from the street and water department crew. The plant is under state supervision. Nearby is the transmitting facilities of WJRT TV, Channel 12. Chesning's government is a town council type, which consists of a president, treasurer, clerk, assessor, and six trustees. In closing, we should say that the people of Chesning are very proud of its stores, its homes, its schools, its churches, and its beauty spots. This is a view of Parshallburg Dam. The Chesning Rotary Club was happy to have you as their guest as we explored Chesning. May you have gotten something which will keep alive your pride in your hometown.